time to get underway with Radio Friendships. Stay tuned as your hosts, Don and Sandra Tipton, share exciting news about what God is doing throughout the world in this missions-minded radio broadcast.
Welcome to Radio Friendships. This is Jeff Reed standing in for Don and Sandra Tipton from Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. In the studio today, we have a couple heavyweights of the faith with us, starting with Pastor Talbert. Pastor Talbert is the pastor of Greater St. Mary's Missionary Baptist Church on Moline Street. Welcome to the program, Pastor Talbert.
Good morning, Jeff, and it's good to be here again here at Radio Friendships, right across the street from Greater St. Mary Missionary Baptist Church.
It's always great to see you, Pastor, and that's because you always seem to show up at just the right time, or maybe that's a misunderstanding. Maybe it's more that you and the congregation make yourselves available at all times.
Yeah, you know, and I try to share with our members at our church that we need to live up to our name, and it works hand in hand with what friendship is doing. I believe we can enhance friendship, and friendship has a great enhancement on what we're trying to do, and ultimately God gets the glory for the work.
Amen. Well, you brought a couple guests with you here today, and why don't you go ahead and introduce who you've got?
Okay, from Austin, Texas, the Mount Zion Baptist Church pastor is with us, Dr. G.V. Clark. Dr. Clark also serves not only as pastor, but he serves as president of the Missionary Baptist General Convention of Texas. And he's driven down from Austin to meet with us today on some partnerships and collaborations with National Baptist Convention of America, with Lot Carey Baptist Foreign Mission Convention, and also through his state convention, and even a friendship partnership, some things that we want to do for hurricane relief. There are in his state convention several district associations across the state of Texas. And so he's brought with him Reverend A.C. Jefferson of the Pentecostal Baptist Church of Houston. Reverend Jefferson is the moderator of the South Texas Baptist Association, which is one of the many associations that make up the Missionary Baptist General Convention of Texas. So Reverend Clark is putting Reverend Jefferson in charge of coordinating the hurricane relief efforts under the caption of what we call helping people to rise again from the devastation of Hurricane Ike. We're going to be setting up a resurrection center in Texas City, Texas, that's going to have on staff a mental health worker, a social service worker, a pastor that's going to be on staff, probably a pastor that's displaced. Mm-hmm. He'll get an opportunity to serve, and a component for our children to do some survival talk. And so they're here because we've done it before here in Louisiana, and we're helping them to set it up in the state of Texas. So they've come for us to begin that process, and I'm glad to have them in Lake Charles and want to welcome them to Greater St. Mary and the Friendships. And I feel like I'm home when I walk across the street here at Friendship. Yeah. So we're getting ready to do some big things. Friendship is going to send two of your ships, Hope and Mercy, over to Galveston, where we can house about 100 people or so. I'll sleep them and we'll feed them so that they can come in and do some volunteer service working in Galveston.
Yeah.
So this is what they're here for. And I'm going to kind of back off and just let you talk to them, and they can tell you a little bit more about themselves in particular.
Well, let's go ahead and start with you, Dr. Clark. It's Dr. G.V. Clark.
G.V. Clark.
And you are from where in Texas?
Austin, Texas. Pastor of Mount Zion Church and president of the Missionary Baptist General Convention of Texas.
What is the heart behind the reason you came to Louisiana today?
As a result of Hurricane Ike, there's a tremendous need for the persons who were impacted by the hurricane. And knowing Pastor Sam Talbert and what St. Mary and those who worked with him had done, we felt it would be helpful to us to be here to visit with them and try to get a little bit more expertise on how to get a startup of same kind of ministry in Texas, especially around the Galveston area. Our hope and desire is to set up a resurrection center in Texas City, which is just a short distance from Galveston Island.
What actually will you be doing from this resurrection center?
We will be doing as much of the needs as we can identify, pastoral ministries, some tutoring programs, providing supplies as they become available. And of course, we'll need some staff persons at the center to be there to help us give guidance to it. I've asked Brother Jefferson, A.C. Jefferson, who lives in Houston and is moderator of South Texas District Association, to be our lead person in this ministry. And I want to thank God for him, thank God for Brother Sam, because both of them have worked so tirelessly in trying to get us up and running and providing the ministry that's needed in the area.
Now, you actually put the meaning back into word ministry. because...
Well, there's no question about it. I think in spite of the devastation, the efforts of the convention and the collaboration that's existing between the three conventions will afford not only to put the mission into practice, but it'll give people an opportunity to see mission at work. And then it'll afford them an opportunity to share by volunteering services wherever it's needed and wherever they can serve. But yeah, mission now, it's not foreign home mission. Yeah. Is taking on a whole new meaning for us as a result of this hurricane.
And it seems like a great opportunity to see faith in action.
I think it's a great opportunity for all of our entities. It'll be a great opportunity for our convention. It'll be a great opportunity for the associations in our convention. It'll be a great opportunity for the churches who make up our convention. So a number of people will begin to experience the reality of mission. Amen. And how they contribute to the efforts and the success of somebody's. I think we see in this whole venture, and it's not an exaggeration, to see Jesus come alive in the church.
That's right.
I think more than ever, we will see Jesus really come alive in the church.
That's right.
And the church start doing what the church ought to be doing and becoming visibly the body of Christ.
Amen. Okay, now, well, you just mentioned that there's going to be some opportunities made available for those that want to serve. Can you think of any specific needs that we need to let people know about, or is this more of a blanket invitation?
Specifically, medical staff, counseling staff, teaching staff, persons who can do ministry in all areas that have been put on hold as a result of this hurricane. Okay. And so it's almost blanket. I mean, because I think everything is needed since so many people have been displaced and many have lost everything. Schools have been closed. Electrical power was out. So it's almost a blanket call for volunteers in all areas that will help make life better for these folk who have been hit.
And I would like to say, as Reverend Clark is talking about the blanket call for volunteers, what's going to be a great opportunity for them and for us is that we're partnering now also with Friendship Missions in the Galveston area, where we're going to have two ships there. Because one of the issues would be if people came to volunteer, they would have to go through the expense of providing themselves meals and somewhere to sleep. That expense has been removed by the partnership with Friendships, because they're going to pull two ships up there. People are going to be able to stay on the ships and work and get meals as they go out into the community. So I think this is a great partnership. And all of what National Baptist has, Lot Carey, the General Convention of Texas, and Friendships has a common denominator. It all belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
That's outstanding. I don't know the numbers that the ships will accommodate, but when people know who want to volunteer, that they won't have to worry about places to stay and to do the things that they can do and go back and have a place to stay, I think that's going to be outstanding.
Oh, yeah. It gives an opportunity to people that it might have been a little out of their reach before, but now,
yes.
All we need is a willing heart and a way to get there, and we can serve in the way that we've been called to serve.
Yes.
And also, we have Reverend Jefferson here. What brings you to Louisiana today?
As it has been stated, I have been asked by State President to coordinate the relief effort in the Houston, Galveston, Beaumont areas for the state and national conventions. And that's been my role, to be the foot soldier on the ground, actually trying to organize the local churches and the ministry groups in our area to provide the direct services to those who have been directly affected and devastated by this storm.
Now, usually when we talk about hurricane relief, people think of the physical needs, but I would suspect that you're going there to address some of the spiritual needs as well. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, most of the organizations that we are initially partnering with are churches themselves, because most of the devastation that has reached us on a personal level has been with our constituent churches, and we have started there. And we intend to use the tentacles of their ministry to begin to move out into the areas and to minister to the public at large. We're starting at the household of faith first, and then from there we are spreading out. Many of the churches on the Galveston Island, only a very limited number of them are able to even conduct services. Yeah. Many of them have been relocated and displaced and do not have their normal places of worship. So we are working with them to really reconstitute the spiritual makeup of the island, so that months from now, when this storm has left the new cycle those parts of the community that really hold it together, the spiritual community, right, will be reconstituted and be as fervent as ever for the work of the Lord.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that we tend to overlook sometimes is not only have people been through a dramatic change in their life, they lost a lot of possessions, but their churches are gone. Their pastors may be out of town. Their fellowship is gone.
Right.
That leaves somebody from the body of Christ the responsibility of stepping in and filling those needs, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Well, with so many areas that need to be addressed, how do you focus on what may be the priority?
Most of the organizations that we're working with had active ministry groups within. Right now, the focus of our effort is to organize those who have been displaced and those who are now trying to help those who have been displaced, to organize those resources to bring to bear on this issue many of the social and spiritual problems that have resulted as a result of the storm. So we are now putting together the organization that will ultimately do this on a day-to-day basis. So we've organized health professionals and social sector professionals, and we're just becoming a center for information management so that we can communicate to those who have been affected by the storm.
Okay, Dr. Clark, you look like you've been waiting to say something.
I wonder, and Sam, you might can give me some help while I'm here regarding the need for pastoral care, because I believe that even some pastors who have been impacted by this storm will need that kind of counseling and guidance and caring. Our convention meets this month in Fort Worth, and one of the appeals I'm going to make to our convention pastors is that they make themselves available to many of the pastors who were impacted, especially on the island and Texas City, Orange, these areas. I just believe that if we pastors can give some time to addressing it, some needs that the goods and services like clothes and food will not address.
Yeah.
How do we keep that person together during this recovery as we provide resurrection and relief centers? And I think that's critical for us.
It is very critical, in particular after Katrina and Rita in the New Orleans area, for example. There were many pastors who were not only trying to get their homes up and going, because the flock was scattered, the leadership of their flock, they also had the primary responsibility of trying to gather the flock and try to get the building redone and all. And we lost several of our pastors to heart attacks and strokes. There was a tremendous increase in strokes and heart attacks and deaths among our pastors because they got so involved trying to do all of this. They had their family when they went home. They were trying to work with them. And then when they went to work, they were working on the church.
Yeah.
Some of them actually were out there doing physical labor, gutting sheetrock out because they didn't have the men. Things were scattered. And I'm sure that we're going to experience some of these same things during the hurricane aftermath over in Texas. Another thing that was interesting is that pastors do need counseling. Right. And they need to make themselves available to pastoral counseling. So we would feel that, yes, the counselor needs counseling.
Yes.
Because that's a thing sometimes we're in denial about. But if we can do this early on and learn from some of the errors that some of us made, we can save a lot of our pastors. And a big thing is to build the pastors up and equip them so that they can get ready to help people. But it's hard to help them when you're not whole. So we have to work on trying to make pastors whole so that the spiritual component of our communities are reviving, as well as the physical infrastructure and all the other things that are going to be taking place. We also noticed, in addition to that, that there was a spike in domestic violence. And of course, that goes back to the pastor trying to do some counseling. A lot of families began to get fragile because there's a lot of frustration. Insurance companies are not sending their adjusters on time. FEMA is not doing many times what they should be doing. Yeah. And people feel helpless and they end up turning on the people that they really love, husbands and wives. Yeah. And that's why we're bringing in to the Resurrection Center, Reverend Clark is going to have there in Texas City initially and spread to two or three other cities in Texas, these mental health counselors, as well as the social service workers, because social service workers know how we can access local, state, and federal assistance that may be available. But many of these people have never had a devastating event like this, so they don't really know where to go and what to do.
Right.
I mean, you know, I think about people who could not get to their bank accounts, who had to go stand in food stamp line. They didn't understand that, but social service workers helped them walk through that, and they were able to do it and get the assistance and feel good about knowing that when you were working, you know, you were paying taxes, so this is just some of your tax money coming back to you. So it's a whole lot of issues that come to play, and I think that the Resurrection Center is going to play a major role in helping our pastors, our churches, and our communities get up and going again.
Now, you see, those are things that we don't normally think of and that we don't see in news or newspapers. And unfortunately, this hurricane has been washed over by the national media because of the elections and the financial crisis. Well, you know, this is still very real to an awful lot of people. And those people are somebody's mother, somebody's father, somebody's children, somebody's pastors, somebody's doctors, friends. I mean, they're very real people with real problems. Well, listen, these guys are trying to put something together to be a beacon of light, of God's love into that community. And we'd like to give some phone numbers or something, because I'm sure there's somebody that wants to get involved or has some questions for you. What would be the best way for them to reach you?
Well, Jeff, I will give you an additional number of the church in Texas City that's going to be our Resurrection Center a little later in this program. But initially, they can call 337-437-3620, 337-437-3620. That is the number for the office of Louisiana Home and Foreign Mission Baptist State Convention. And we're going to get you that other information later in the program so that people can call if they want to assist. We'll be able to direct them. We also like to invite people, and you might want to do it, is give them the website address of Friendship Missions.
Okay.
Because they'll be able to go online to Friendship's website now. Has been updated where there's an application form if you want to volunteer. Wonderful. You fill that out on Friendship Missions website and send it in, and then they can make arrangements for those who want to come and serve.
Yeah, and what Pastor's talking about is going to our homepage at www.friendships.org. And that kind of sounds like our cue for a break. So let's go ahead and listen to this message from Sondra Tipton with more information about what we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Friendships is dispatching our disaster relief ships, Hope and Mercy, to Galveston, Texas to respond to the devastation of Hurricane Ike. We would like to extend an invitation for church teams to join us. Help us to reach out with the love of Jesus to our neighbors in Galveston. Teams will stay aboard ship and be assigned out into the community or help us to support the operations at base camp. Projects will include food service, distribution of commodities, house-to-house ministry with roofing and chainsaw work, medical services, and evening church meetings. What an opportunity for the body of Christ to demonstrate the true nature and character of the great God we serve. For more information, visit our website at www.friendships.org or call 337-433-5022.
Okay, we're back with Pastor Sam Talbert, Dr. Clark, and Reverend Jefferson, and we've been speaking about the development of a resurrection center for the citizens of the Galveston area and all throughout Southern Texas. Well, gentlemen, I think we've covered a lot of information pretty quickly, and some of our listeners may have joined us a little late, and this is too important to leave anything out. So why don't we just briefly summarize what's happening in Texas, what you're setting up with the Resurrection Center, and your needs.
As a result of Hurricane Ike, numbers of people, I don't know the number of churches, but numbers of people have been impacted in a fashion that they are no longer effective, can't do what they normally do. We need, as indicated earlier, mental health services, social services, volunteers to work in the area to help the people, quote, rise again.
Yes.
And again, I want to emphasize the need for that spiritual element, because if we get all of the other, in my opinion, and don't get that spiritual element addressed, that pastoral arm in there, I think we're leaving a kind of internal cancer in a person that can eat them away even in the process. So I hope that that's a strong element. And I believe that in our associations, in our conventions, there will be people who can give to us that kind of ministry that many times is void in rebuilding personalities.
That's a great
point.
There
are some folk who think that if you give them food and clothes and shelter, they ought to be able to rise. But I'm saying if you don't give them that spiritual aspect, they'll never rise whole. And so I think we want to underscore that need as we provide the services that we'll provide.
Now, and then one other question I want to ask you before we go any farther. Is this open to all denominations? Are you guys putting a limit on this at all?
No limit. We're just helping people who have been devastated. You are the Lord's creation.
Amen.
The Lord has made you, and you are important to us, and we want to help. Anybody who wants to add to the rebuilding of the quality life of individuals is welcome to be a part.
Amen.
Any person who needs what we provide is welcome to come.
We want to add also, Jeff, that under Friendship's guidelines for this Galveston mission, and I was watching television this morning, they were talking about Friendship's going to Galveston. Friendship is really requesting church groups to be a part of this because we're really going in to work on the spiritual part as well as everything. So church groups are really those that we're seeking after to partner with the Friendship mission component of the Galveston mission for hurricane relief. And Reverend Jefferson also has some additional information, some contact information that people can use if they want to send things or whatever.
Yes, we are tentatively setting up our first resource center at the Greater Barbers Chapel Baptist Church in Texas City, Texas. And if you would like to call and volunteer your services and help us in this effort, you can reach the church at area code 409-935-1100. Offices are open from 9 to 5. Monday through Friday.
Okay. Is there message machines available if they call after hours? Okay, then. We encourage you to do that. Now, also, you know, you don't have to wait to hear anything on this list to go ahead and move forward. If God has called you to provide some goods or services or yourself, go ahead and give them a call. But sometimes as we give a list of some specific needs, things start clicking. Can you think of any specific needs that you need right away?
So far as goods, the basic household items, some of the things that are oftentimes overlooked are the basic household items like pots and pans and mops and brooms and brushes. We get lots of clothes and water and food, but when people are trying to reconstitute their lives and reestablish their domiciles, they need just the same basic things that you would need if you were moving into a new apartment, and they're often left off, like Formula 409, scrubbing pads. Things like these are also very helpful because there's a tremendous amount of cleanup that has to be done. Also, I think it needs to be emphasized to the listening audience, and this is not getting a lot of media attention, but as we speak, there are approximately 400 missing persons in the Galveston area alone, and we just do not know where they are. And so we need the prayers of all of those out there listening today for the families who are hurting because they just absolutely do not know where their loved ones are. So that's extremely important, and I wanted that to get out while we were talking today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by. I know there's probably a lot more that we didn't cover, but hopefully we gave enough phone numbers and information there that if people want to get hold of you, they can do that.
I would like to take the opportunity to thank Friendship and thank Pastor Sam Talbot and his staff for giving us guidance because we're going to be up and running at a much more rapid pace than we would have had we not had their expertise. So I want to thank you, Friendship. I want to thank Pastor Talbot because I believe that we'll be weeks ahead of ourselves in providing the ministry and services that's needed in the Galveston area.
Amen. Oh, do you have something else?
Well, Jeff, I just thought about some of the people who may be listening on one of these stations locally might want to bring supplies or whatever for people in Texas. You can bring them by 1401 Molin to Greater St. Mary Baptist Church and write on the boxes for Texas. And we will see to it that this will get to Texas in case they may not be able to bring it over there. They can bring it to Greater St. Mary. We got a trail and a truck. We'll get it to them.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And one other thing before we go, as Dr. Clark mentioned, the value of experience. What a wealth of information that can be at a time such as this. And in your personal life, maybe you've been through some things. Maybe you've been through some hurricanes. Maybe you've been through personal tragedy. Well, you've made it through. You're stronger because you took the hand of Christ and you made it through. You can be that kind of assistant to somebody else, and this is what we're asking you. Call those numbers today. Thank you for joining us here on Radio Friendships. We'd love to see you again tomorrow. Have a great day, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Friendships broadcast today. Don and Sandra Tipton invite you to join them again next time as we stand in awe of the great God we serve. Friendships is based at Port Mercy in Lake Charles, Louisiana. For information about Friendships Unlimited, dial 337-433-5022 or go on the internet to friendships.org.